The first time you saw that actor, it was a period drama. And what a handsome mustache that was. Then in that spaghetti western, it was even longer. And wow, that handlebar style really got you into police dramas. Hang on, are you sure that was the same actor? Still enjoyed it. On Tubi, the things you love just keep going. Tap the banner to watch now.
Previously on Love Island, the official Love Island USA podcast with Matthew Hoffman. I'm Matthew. All right. On today's show, we're back. Justine and Sally join me in the studio. You'll never guess what we cheers with. And an Islander's words of wisdom. Hit it. Hello, Love Island fans, and welcome to the very first episode of Previously On. How cool is this? This is the best. Matthew Hoffman here, narrator and co-writer of Love Island USA seasons 1 through 3. And you guys, I am so thrilled to welcome you to the very first official. I feel like that needs a drum roll. Do we have a drum roll? Thank you. There it is. The official podcast of Love Island USA. And woof, what a summer it has been already. Honestly, I mean, what would summer be like if I was not in a padded windowless booth behind a microphone? It feels so good to be back with you guys. I'm just so excited. Now, Previously On is the official podcast designed to talk all things Love Island USA with you. So as soon as you are done watching on Peacock, all you gotta do is come join us for the after party where we will be breaking it all down. And I'm not alone. No. It is the first episode, and joining me in the room are two lawyers, because after about 125 episodes of Love Island USA, literally nobody trusts me anymore. And I mean, like, not no, right? So lawyers, my first question is to you. How am I doing so far? Have I ruined anything? Okay, I have a thumbs up. I am doing okay. So no objection, your honors. You guys, tonight's show was insane. And Casa Amor, that doesn't feel right. And Casa Amor is here. So let's get into it. Previously on Love Island. Bum, 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 bum. There I was, minding my own business, eating dog food on my Uncle Susan's couch, rewatching seasons 1 through 3, when I got a text! I couldn't believe I'm back to talk about Casa Amor, some Amor, so Amorica, buckle up! Anyhoozle, the girl said bye-bye, Bryce, and the boys tried to say buh-boy, but Maddie was like, nah, I wanna leave, cause her Mandy was Andy. The whole thing gave me major Kelsey from season 1 vibes. Deb was devastated to lose her Villa BBFF, her blonde best friend forever. I'm not crying, I'm just chopping onions while watching the first 5 minutes of Up. And it's going down, because just when I finally memorized everyone's names, the producers send in 6 new boys and 6 new girls in Casa Amor, baby! You could say the mood turned like my head at an H&M sample sale. The new boys are Trey, Jordan, Sam, and Kat with a K tells us that it's Chad with 1 D. And Sydney with 1 S is Nick with no K's, type to a T. Speaking of tea, you better pour Jesse a cup, because forget ranch, Kyle from Buffalo is looking to dip his wing in a side of Deb. We met the 6 new girls, Bella, Avery, Phoebe, and Chauncey, spelled exactly how you would imagine it. Chance, and she's wondering if Isaiah will take one. Gabby's in pharmaceuticals, and her pills aren't the only thing a-popping, because she's looking for her baby daddy. Tiger Lily rounds out the bouquet, and Meowthew says, welcome, ladies. I'm Meowthew because, all right. The girls packed for the boys. Trey tried to make a touchdown with Nadja, and it was not your business that lawyer Phoebe tried to dismiss Sydney in the court of Isaiah, and the jury is still out. And here we are.
Don't miss The Marvels in theaters on November 10th and see where the Marvel stories all began when you watch Captain Marvel, WandaVision, and Ms. Marvel only on Disney Plus. Get Disney Plus with Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. Plans starting at $7.99.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Dairy farmers are more than farmers. They're climate caretakers. They see water as a precious resource. Most farmers recycle water up to four times, from chilling the milk to irrigating the crops. And some even use technology to turn manure into renewable energy. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Well, that happened. God, that felt good. But today we are talking about tonight's episode, and we are doing it with the help of some Love Island royalty. Justine and Selly are in the building. This is so cool. We've actually never met in person, which to me is just like so weird that after all these years, like that has not happened. So I am really, really excited for this. We've done, we've done a couple of press interviews together and we have been in the DMs, but never in person. So this is going to be so fun. I am super excited for the first time ever. Let's bring in Justine and Selly!
Are they in the building?
This took us way too long.
Never again.
Oh my God. Never
leave
us again.
Take a seat. You guys listening have no idea how beautiful they are. Like, this is insane. Oh my God. Hi, guys.
Hi.
We finally did this.
Finally. Your Thank skin, God. First of all, I'm looking, I said, what is your skincare routine?
No, it's a whole other podcast. But you guys are gorgeous.
You are.
I feel like I'm meeting my like younger sisters. I know that seems weird, but like, we have this connection and we've done press interviews before, mm-hmm. and it's been so lovely. I'm in your DMs like every day, but like,
and I love to see it.
Yes, but like, it's just so cool to like finally meet you guys.
I know,
so this is amazing.
Too. Long time coming.
And thank you so much for kicking off our very first episode. There is no one else that like we could do this with. This is amazing. The Selly Bird has entered the podcast.
She's literally the best line ever.
And Justine, my queen.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the coolest thing to wrap up this new season, talk about it with you guys who have lived it. But I have to say, you guys are not alone in studio right now. We have our lawyers who are listening. So say hi.
Hi lawyers.
If I do anything or you do anything, I just get zapped. So it's just want to warn you if anything happens.
Go easy on my boy.
Can you guys hear me? Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, because my shirt is so loud, so I didn't know.
I was like, what does he mean by that?
I was like, loud and clear.
But I have to explain. I have to explain. So this shirt, you guys, the reason I'm explaining because I think it's hideous, but I've worn it every single first episode of every Love Island episode.
Aww.
So I wore this season one in Fiji, season two in Vegas, season three in Hawaii, and now today,
wow,
season four,
okay,
with
yeah,
previously on, and it fit a little different than it did season one.
You look good. Incredible.
Speaking of birds, Selly, I had like animated blue jays come and sew me into this. I was like, ooh, it's a little tighter than it was last year.
You looking great.
He said, I've been eating good.
So there you go. That is it. The shirt is here. It is a good luck charm. I wanted to take a chance with it. Get it? Because Chance is on the show. And now, all right. Give Uncle Maddie the scoop. You guys are living in LA. In my head, you are living in like Donna and Kelly's beach house in by the beach in matching bunk beds. Like what?
I said, everyone keep believing that.
Right. That's in our heads too.
Yeah.
For sure.
How is LA going? Give me the quick scoop. What's going on with you guys?
LA is good. Trying to get my girl to move back in with me.
Yeah.
So you were roommates.
We were in the same building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we still spend like every waking
Amazing.
Second together. Yeah. But we were literally just outside the room. She's like, move into my building. I was like, all right, bet.
She said, say less.
I said, say less.
Say
I'm
less.
Moving in.
And then what are you guys doing in town? You just released a single. That was so good. I messaged you. I don't think you read it, but I sent you. I think I have. I don't think you read it.
What about me and my phone? I said,
Yeah, Selly does not check the DMs.
She doesn't. Even with mine, I got to call her and be like, hey, bitch, I've been texting you.
She said, I've been trying to reach you. I said, really?
Tell me what's happening with your music career. Like, what's going on?
I mean, I'm just trying to have it take off in one way or another.
That's gonna. She's but, being humble. Her song reached almost 500,000 streams, right?
It hit half a mil.
Half a mil.
That's crazy. So can we get a penny? Come on. Yeah.
I said, thank you,
the
Megan.
National parks don't even have a half a million streams. Get it? His stream. All right. So they're not great.
That was really good. And that was off the dome?
Off the dome, girl. Wow. You in trouble.
Wow. But yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. I just want to dive into more of like artist Selly.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have a lot of like songs, a lot more music coming out. And it's like what I feel like I'm meant to be doing.
100%.
So it's like a cute little moment.
I'm so thrilled for you always. I cheer you guys on big time. And Justine, you were in Selly's music video, which made me so happy.
We were in there. One thing about Justine, she gonna be throwing that ass back. That's the nice part of having freaking pro dancers as friends.
One thing about you, she don't gas me up.
No, you really, she's literally everything to me. So
that's so cool. And this friendship, like, I'm so proud of our show that it has, no, really, that it has cultivated honestly relationships in so many different facets. And to see you guys years later, like, what the show has given you guys, not to speak for you, but like to see it firsthand, it's like, it's the coolest thing ever. It's like summer camp that turned into like a whole life-changing moment.
It actually is. We talk about this all the time, how blessed we are. Like, it's actually insane. I've never had a friend like this in my entire life. Like, we can always get so mushy about it.
We do,
like,
all the time.
All the time. Like, but yeah. I'm
but
like,
just think, if you didn't go on Love Island, like, your whole life would be different.
Completely
That's the craziest.
Different. It's so wild, though, because I always, like, I honestly feel like I've known her for so long. Like, just the way our bond is, like, I feel like we've known each other for eons. Yeah. So it's like, the fact that we met 2 years ago, I'm like,
it's hard. I'm like, the math ain't math.
It ain't
here
math. It's got to be in a previous life or something.
No, we had to have known each other in a previous life.
Had to.
Literally. It's insane.
That's so crazy. I feel like the three of us are the Charlie's Angels reboot.
Period.
That they deserve.
Period. I said, is that, if anybody,
hear me out.
You guys, my shirt is so tight. Literally, it's just like every button pops.
Yeah, he's like, all the buttons are gonna start hitting us in the face. And they're like, Matt, are you missing something?
For everyone who's listening, I just tried to do the Charlie's Angels, like,
you know what? You did your best.
Well, I'm so excited that you guys are here. We are talking all things Love Island and the latest episode that just dropped, which was absolutely insane. My two favorite words. Take it, Selly. Take it, girl.
Casa more.
That's nice. That's really
our
good.
Favorite time.
I'm triggered.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about that. But before I get into Casa More, what are your takes on the season so far?
I love it. I literally love it. I love the cast. I have not missed an episode. Me and my entire family literally will sit there and watch everything together because it's so good. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of this, like, and Peacock season. I'm, like, killing it.
And do you guys find yourselves, since you had been on the show, do you find yourselves, like, rooting for people in particular? Are you like, who are you playing that the wrong way? Or, like...
We love Zita and Timmy.
Nice. Zimmy, I believe we're calling them.
Yeah, Zimmy. Yes. They're so cute. But I feel like everyone, like, I feel like all the girls, just watching them, I'm like, we would be best friends with every single one of them. Like, they're all so great. Deb, incredible. So funny. Like, literally, they're just all, like, excellent casting. Excellent
But
casting.
I also feel like, I feel like they keep getting better and better with every season. Like, the... just how they look. I'm like, first of all,
yeah, I'm like, hello,
these men looking kind of
Justine said, if any of the men come back single, my DMs are open.
They are open and ready to be received.
Oh man. All right, so let's talk about the recoupling, because that was kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Right. And what were your thoughts on that?
Honestly, I'm happy that obviously we still have Zimmy,
right,
which is great.
Yep.
I'm sad that Maddie left on her own, but I mean, I feel like she had like such a crazy wild ride. Like, I feel like if I was there too and like I couldn't find a man, I'd be like, you know, I gotta go. I miss my mom.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But I am happy that Jared got to stay, even though he was like the newer guy. He's also fine as hell. So
yeah. Jared, if you're listening, which you're not, but you know where to find me and I know where to find them. So we'll make this happen.
I said, oopsies. This entire podcast is just going to be us like, hey,
shooting our
me
shot.
Amazing. Yeah, I thought Maddie going out the way she did was so powerful. I just thought, like, to take that into your own hands and, like, you know, there's love on Love Island, but there's also self-love,
absolutely,
which is one of the coolest things to watch as a viewer, is to really see people from when they start from the beginning of the show and how they end. It's two different journeys happening. And to see that with Maddie, I thought was really, really cool.
It's so empowering to watch. You know what I mean? Like, and you could definitely see, like, the growth in her, and for her to just, like, take that initiative and be like, no, this is, like, I'm going to choose me. Well, no, because she chose Andy. So that'll be exciting to watch, too.
Mandy.
I said, let us know how that works.
100%.
I feel like it's like a Connor and McKenzie.
Yeah.
Situation,
yes, too. I love to see that.
My favorite Irish law firm. Okay, so now let's talk about it. Casa Amor.
Let's go, baby.
Sally, you have probably... I'm going to turn into Barbara Walters right now. You ready? You have probably had the most iconic Casa Amor experience.
Iconic. Some would say devastating.
Devastating.
I'm kidding.
But like, for lack of a better, I mean, we're still talking about it.
Absolutely.
2 years later.
Yeah.
So for you, A, is that triggering? Don't answer that. But then B, is it just to watch Casa Amor? Like, you must have so much insight going in. You too, Justine, obviously, but like, we know what happened. So like, do you, lawyer zapping me, it's fine. What is your insight into the whole Casa Amor experience, knowing what you now know? Like, if you could talk to the Islanders going in, what would you say to them?
I would say, go crazy.
Yeah, go crazy, go stupid. Hear me out. You're there to meet people, see what other options, like who you're going to click with.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stick to that one person. Hear me out, because
you'll
just get hurt.
Look at it. 2 years later. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We're so dumb. No, but it really is all about that experience. That's what you're there for. So I feel like the biggest thing is to just like be open-minded, mm-hmm, and just like get to know everyone, have fun. Because honestly, that was probably one of the funnest weeks that we had in there.
Yeah.
We always talk about it. Like, it was so fun to get to know, like, a whole new
set of boys.
Yeah, like, we all let loose. Like, it was, like, all the stress off of our shoulders, you know? But, yeah, that would be, like, the number one thing. I just hope that all the girls, I said, Deb, please. I said, test another boy out.
You think?
Personally.
Really? Interesting.
I don't know. I just don't know what it is. I'm sure Jesse is a great guy. But I just want, like, I don't know. She seems to be doubting it. America seems to be doubting it. I just want her to, like, get to know everyone.
Yeah, but America's doubting this shirt, and I still wore it, so it's fine.
She's going to do what she wants.
I said, you're speaking facts. But I do want her to, like, I don't know. I just want everyone to have fun. Listen, hear me out. I want to see the chaos.
Yeah. After tonight's episode, what couple do you think has the strongest and weakest chance going into this situation?
Timmy and Zita, I feel like, will hold it down. Because Timmy already got a chance to, like, test the waters, you know, and he, like, went back to Zita. I don't think he's going to do that again. I feel like they're going to stay very solid. They're married, basically.
And then hear me out. I have no faith in Isaiah.
Really? You think he's going to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I would like to retweet that.
I'm sure many people will. All right. So let's talk about the new boys and the new girls. Yes, I am going to go down the roster. Give me your hot takes. We have Trey, who is a former NFL star and owns an academy that inspires kids, which is like the coolest thing ever.
That was very sweet. Yeah.
And also he dropped the line, quote, call me Liam Neeson, somebody about to get taken dog. Which I was
okay,
Trey.
Bars.
I like him. Handsome guy. Very charming. He's giving very charming.
Absolutely. I agree. He's shredded too. Love it. Love to see it.
He said, hear me out, that body.
I said, incredible.
Then we have Jordan, the Italian stallion, self-proclaimed, who made horse noises on national television, which I have to say, I love him for. Like, I have...
Bold.
Yeah, bold
statement.
But like, also...
I said, you make a great point with that name.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. I hear you.
I'm like, hey, new friend, let's do this. Yeah. Then we have Sam. He is from San Diego. He calls himself a wild card, which is fitting because we got a full house. We got a full house. So there's that. We have Chad, who is, quote, looking for a delicious lady, which is good because Courtney is hangry.
I do remember him saying delicious. Right. I said delicious.
Sally said, I hate this.
And then we have Kyle, who is a wedding model. So I'm curious to see who he's going to put on his registry. Yeah, right. Interesting.
I love the long hair.
Yeah, long
gives
hair.
Gives us something to pull on.
Good for him.
Sally, please.
Sorry.
We are live. And then we have Nick, who is from Venezuela and has a dragon tattoo. So eat your heart out, Rooney Mara. If you are listening to this this podcast, you are not the only one, girl. But those are our boys. What are your hot takes?
They look like they have great personalities. No, they're very, very good looking.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of heads are going to be turned.
Yeah. I'm hoping so. Fingers crossed. And we already see like a connection with Courtney and Chad with the whole anime thing. Mm-hmm. I would love to see that through. I feel like Trey's going to do very well. Nick and Kyle. I said Jordan and Sam. Show us something.
Okay. All right.
But I feel like Sam's going to be like trouble.
Yeah.
He's the wild card.
Yeah.
He is the wild card. I said, prove it, Chad.
He's the wild card.
I mean, Sam.
And then for the girls, gorgeous ladies.
Girls are gorgeous.
Fire. We have Bella from Long Island. I am also a Long Island lady, so I'm interested to see what she is going to bring to this house.
She is
fire. She's going to bring fiery energy, I feel.
Yep. We have Chansey, who is into Isaiah, which I think she's, you know, obviously same type as Sydney, the red hair, like all that. So I think that's going to be very.
I was
going
to say, I think he's also kind of feeling her a little bit. So that's going to be juicy.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, I think that's going to be very interesting. Then we have Phoebe, who is a lawyer. And I think we might need some order into court because I have a feeling like it's going to, she knows
staying
what
in
she
the
wants.
Village.
Right. She's already turned most heads.
Yeah, like Jada.
She turned my head, honestly.
Girl, mine too. And I was like, Matthew.
We said Phoebe, hello.
And then we have Avery, who is gorgeous. She's in hospitality, so she knows how to like, you know, make that right, which is awesome. We have Tiger Lily. She likes Isaiah and Timmy, which could be very interesting. And then we have Gabby, who, look, I appreciate it. She came out and said it on national TV that she is looking for her baby daddy.
Daddy, right. I said,
so, your girl. Both are like, not the baby daddy, Gabby, girl.
I'm like, girl, me too. Hear me out.
So like, not, no. She likes Jeff, which could be interesting. What do you think? What's your take on the ladies?
They are freaking stunning.
Stunning.
Like, if this was our Casa Amor, we wouldn't have stood a chance. No, they're so stunning, all of them.
Yeah.
And they all bring the energy. Tiger Lily, that's the coolest name I've ever heard in my life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, that is her birth.
So good. So good. Okay, so going in to Casa Amor, you know, this is going to shake up the villa. It will never, ever, ever be the same after this. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that they're going to go back with like a whole new cast of ladies and just kind of change the villa as we know it?
Said, I hope so. I'm kidding. I just want to see the chaos. My prediction is that a lot of the guys are going to go and have their fun and then return back to their original ladies.
Actually, I feel like they're going to bring them back, but then they'll probably go back to their original girls.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would love to see it.
Because it's like sometimes you kind of want to see how things play out and you don't want to like rule anything out right away, which if they've been watching previous seasons, that is the smartest thing to do, you know?
Sorry to interrupt. That's not how we pronounce previously on the show.
Previously.
Thank you. Now we can continue. Nice. Nice.
So good.
So I don't know. I think they will, like I think Phoebe's going to come back. Chansey, is that how you say her name?
Yeah.
I think she's going to come back and, I don't know. I'm really rooting for
Bella,
Tiger Lily.
Gabby
is a Jersey girl, so I said I'm already rooting for her.
Wait, I think Jay makes a good point, though, because I feel like there's only two more solid couples, and even then, like, we think Isaiah might turn his head. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you're right. Like, I feel like maybe they might bring girls in, not even knowing, like, what the girls are going to do, and just it's going to be chaos.
A packed house.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your take on Courtney? Because she, you know, she's been kind of up and down this whole, you know, she's had things happening. Bryce just left the villa. She is open. She is, you know, she's ready to find love. Who do you think out of the guys will maybe get in there?
I hope she gets with Chad. I feel like they'd be so cute together. We saw her excitement with like the whole anime thing. I personally love Courtney. I think she's so cute.
She's beautiful.
She's stunning. Beautiful. Like, she's just the cutest thing. And, like, listen, she was saying that Bryce was acting funny. I said, if Courtney says Bryce is acting funny, then Bryce is acting funny. Like, yeah. Sorry, you gotta go.
But in the words of Zeta, her gut ain't lying. Yeah. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, her gut was right.
Period.
What about Sam? Do you not see Sam for her?
Sam.
Because I feel like she gives very much, like, she needs a guy that could handle her.
Yeah, she does.
You know?
Yeah. And Sam is our wild card. Yeah,
Sam gives
She fiery. Has a type, though, because Bryce and Felipe were, like, twins.
Identical.
Identical twins.
When Bryce came in, I literally was like, which one's which?
Yeah.
Like, it took me a minute.
Yeah.
But she definitely has a type. Which maybe could be more like Jordan, maybe?
We shall see. Jordan's the closest.
One thing about Love Island, you'll go in there with a type and leave with the complete opposite.
No, literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
If you both could give advice to any Islander right now who is going through what you lived through, what would it be in like one sentence?
For me, it would be, do not put all your eggs in one basket.
Okay.
Jessie!
I said what I said, and I'm gonna stick beside it.
Justine said, there are other holidays than Easter. Keep the basket like open. Okay.
Right.
All right, and for you, Sally?
Would be, why have one guy? You can have five. I'm kidding.
Sally putting the amour in Casa Amor.
No, okay. My real advice would be keep an open mind and just have fun. It's really not that serious.
It's not that
like,
deep.
You're there to literally have this incredible experience. You said one sentence. I said, I'll have five, please. But yeah, just have fun. Keep an open mind.
Amazing. All right, guys, we're going to play a little game with you. Are you ready?
We love so a good ready. Game.
Okay. This is a little segment we are calling Rapid Fire Pit. Get it? Like rapid
fire. Okay. Right. We see you.
All right.
We
all right. You. It's not great. It's not great.
No,
but
no, no. Honestly, a good solid 8 out of 10.
It's an 8 out of 10. Fine. I'll take that.
Pretty nice.
All right. Here we go. If you guys could go on a date with one Islander from all four seasons.
Ooh, not you giving us all four seasons.
Who would it be?
Oh my God, this is a hard one. Honestly, I'm gonna say Jared just because
love you some Jared.
I am so infatuated
Jared
with this
from
man.
This season yes. or Jared from, okay?
Jared from this season. He is everything to
really?
Me.
if he's listening post show, you know,
said,
when he comes out, is there anything you'd like to say?
I said, my DMs are open.
Jared and Sally, I see that.
Thank you.
I see it a lot. Justine, who would you pick?
I would say Jeff.
Whoa. Let's hear
so
it for
both,
Jeff.
Wait, both from this season. That's amazing.
No, this season is killing
it's
it.
It's fire. Like, I said, they're built like Greek gods.
Yeah. If you do go on a date with Jeff, no matter what happened, you know, when he gets out of the villa, can he wear those leather pants?
Absolutely not.
He said we are burning those.
All right. Let's see. Sally, what is Justine's drink of choice? She goes to a bar. What is she ordering?
Tequila shot.
Really?
Listen. Me and margaritas are best friends.
Whoa. Uh-huh. Sally, what would your drink of choice be?
Jay, you take this one for me.
I said, one thing about you, you don't have... You said all
one
of them.
One thing about me.
All of them?
Whatever's available.
That's my girl.
She is a big wine girl, though.
Okay.
I am a big wine girl.
Justine, what is Sally's favorite food?
Favorite food.
You know this.
You gotta love favorite
you
food.
You be doing
you
ready.
You be calling her out.
Good. What? I'm doing my best. I feel like you always eat... Oh,
is burritos? Is that correct? Sally is stunned. If you're not watching, Sally is stunned, appalled, girl, in shock.
The way she says it, she goes, burritos?
Dad, what is it?
My mama crossed this border. And this girl thinks, all I eat is burritos and tacos. She's not lying, though. I do love me
you
a, good
do
burrito,
love a good burrito.
But I would say pasta. We always go to get pasta.
You go to pasta without me? Guys, can
Bessie,
we do a pasta?
Start, yes.
Okay, it's happening.
Pasta,
it's happening.
Pasta we both love Italian food.
I'm there. Sally, what is Justine's favorite food?
Pasta.
Yeah.
Pasta. Yeah.
All right, done. I'm joining you. You, me. We're going to the Olive Garden, Burbank. Like, it is happening. Done
Listen,
and
Olive
done.
Olive Garden is a fine establishment.
Talking about unlimited breadsticks. Okay. Let's see. Sally, since you are our Sally Bird... I'm stealing an interview question, not from Barbara Walters, but from Deb. What is your favorite bird? And please do not say the Fijian falcon.
I loved her answer, by the way.
Loved
She's
it? Specific?
So this is why we love Deb. Like, she really just be bringing that, you know, that energy. Mine is a hummingbird. I have it tattooed on my face.
Whoa. Wait, yeah. Is that a tattoo?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I got it, like, recently. But, yeah, hummingbird, because hummingbird.
Wait, I feel like, is this exclusive? Like, you got to, like, have you put that on the gram?
No, I haven't really talked about it much.
Whoa, I thought it was, like, you drew it on. It's so beautiful. It's on the gram, but, like, wow.
Yeah, she's my
baby. Were you nervous getting, like, what if there was an earthquake? Was she making your face tattoo?
I was so nervous for her. She called me. She said, hear me out. I'm getting a face tattoo. I was like, Sally.
You were like, can we think about this?
Let's talk about this.
It's already been done.
Wow, that's so crazy. It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Good for you, girl. So it's a hummingbird. Nice work. All right. If you could move into any villa, which villa would it be? Fiji, Vegas, Hawaii, or Santa Barbara?
Hawaii.
Oh!
100%.
We are Hawaii.
They said aloha at the same time. Mm-hmm. Hawaii. That's interesting. But you don't miss, like, just... Literally, you guys were the only people living at, like, at the top of, like, a casino. That's the coolest.
Our view was incredible, but when I tell you the weather,
that part,
it was scorching. I said, how am I supposed to flirt when I'm melting like
literally.
This? But the villa itself was beautiful.
Yeah,
for sure.
We got lucky because that was a very cool thing to experience. But, I mean, Hawaii, Vegas, like, come on now. It's
all gonna be away. So, Hawaii, that's amazing. Guys, after this interview, we're going to Hawaii.
Period.
And we're eating
and
pasta.
Period. Eating pasta in Hawaii.
That's what's happening. And I'm gonna burn this shirt, I'm telling you right now.
No, we need the shirt. All right, keep it.
Okay, last question. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Here we go. H2O. Sorry. Where is your Love Island water bottle as we speak? Where
Selly,
is it?
Tell him where yours is.
Oh, this looks so... Selly is spinning in a spinning chair.
What happened? What happened, bestie?
So listen, my original one got stolen out of my car.
Okay.
So then I got a replacement. It is at...
Whose house?
It is at Mystery Boy's house. Let's just leave it at Mystery Boy.
Do we know him? Does the Love Island family know him?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So
but
you
just know it's very well taken care of.
Okay. Selly just leaving like little breadcrumbs because my Selly bird, she just like birdseed here and there.
One thing about me.
And for you, Jessie, do you know where it is?
Mine, yes. Mine is actually in my apartment. I have like a box of all of my Love Island like memories.
Aww.
Yeah.
Clearly there's the responsible
some of
the, friend.
Some of the stuff should not be in there, but yes.
Tell us what's in there.
Hear me out.
All right, cool. Selly, if you need one, I have literally like a warehouse full. So
love
I will
to hear
I'm gonna bring it to Hawaii with us.
Thank you, Bestie.
Guys, thank you so much for kicking off our first episode.
Thank you for having us.
It was so great to have you. Normally I would toast our first episode with some champagne, but we don't have a budget for that. So instead, I am going to toast our first episode with Sydney's coffee of choice, a shot of coffee, and 42 pounds of whipped cream. Bring it in!
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah!
Sydney cappuccinos are happening!
Thank you.
Do you die with the whipped cream? All right, pass me a
We're
pass
big
me
whipped
a can.
Cream girls.
Here we go. We're going to Sydney this up. For those of you who are listening, we have some.
Ooh, okay.
Love to see it.
Then hopefully I don't spill this.
Yeah. You're doing amazing.
Selly, I'm going to do yours.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Wow, A1 service.
Tell me when.
When?
I was like, is she ever going to tell me?
This is one for Sydney for sure.
This is Sydney.
I am definitely
you
not
You need one
Sydney.
Too, Justine.
Ooh, thank
All
you.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
To Love Island season 4 and for our first episode of Previously
on Love Island.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Oh my God, I love me. Oh, Selly, please.
Wait, you guys, Sydney is not wrong.
No. She's onto something.
She is onto
She's
something.
She's definitely onto something.
This is amazing. So Sydney, Sydney Chino, is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Like a Sydney latte? Oh, this is so good. Okay, now it is my intention to end each episode of Previously On with an inspirational quote to inspire, really, our Love Island family. And there is no one more enlightened to inspire the masses than Timmy.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yes. So it is time to end the show with an inspirational quote from Timmy, a Timmyism, if you will, and you will. So, ladies, if we can have just a meditative chant to start. Today's inspirational Timmyism is... I have lips. I have lips. That's just biology. I was born like this, and from there, you just dance to the rhythm of the beat. You feel me?
Period.
Wow, I feel wiser.
That was just beautiful, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely beautiful. From a padded, windowless booth, Matthew Hoffman here reminding you to dance to the rhythm of the beat in your own villa with your own lips. That is our first show, you guys. We did it! Thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back tomorrow. Justine and Sally, you are simply the best. Thank you so much for making this episode so memorable for me. And meeting you in person was like a bucket list moment. So thank you. Everyone listening, guys, all you got to do, tag me on socials with your thoughts on all things Love Island, and I will read them on tomorrow's show. It's at Matthew Hoffman 1 on Twitter and at MatthewHoffman.tv on Insta. And as always, stream new episodes Tuesday through Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, only on Peacock. From Hennessy Studios in Los Angeles, thank you guys so much for listening. Oh, and before I forget, have a great night. Tonight! Previously On is the official Love Island podcast of Love Island USA. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Previously On is hosted by Matthew Hoffman, produced by Benji Aflalo, sound engineered and produced by Josh Fisher, and co-produced by Christy Kelly.